When I was about 6, I had a really cool Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles skateboard action figure. I skateboarded all around the house. It was like the coolest thing ever. And we went on a trip, and of course, because we were on a trip, I had to bring it, because it's the coolest toy ever. And so I brought it, and unfortunately, somehow I lost it. So if you've seen it, let me know, because I'm still looking for it. I'm still sad. I haven't gotten over it. Another thing happened when I was in kindergarten. I made my first friend. I said on the playground, hey, do you want to be my friend? He said, yes. Okay. It was nice. That's how it works. And then, but at the end of the year, he left for a different school. So I missed out on that friendship too. Life has a way of giving things to us and taking things away from us. It's not just, oh, you know, in the book of Job, where you kind of think about this more formally, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, yes. But it doesn't matter whether you're a Jew or a Christian or an atheist or whatever. Life has like an arc of giving and taking. Sometimes we receive things, but life has a kind of cruel way of taking things away from us. In our readings today, we hear about wisdom. What is wisdom? The first reading says, we can't even figure this life out. How are we supposed to figure out eternal things, God things? How can we even do that? Well, we can figure it out because we have Jesus. We have the gift of faith. The gift of faith is not natural. It's supernatural. It takes this world and elevates our knowledge into the eternal knowledge of God. God's knowledge of himself and of all existence, we can participate in that. We can participate in God's knowledge. And so when we see the mysteries of life, we now can see them in a different way. And it's for our own benefit, because if we don't see how all these individual phenomenon of life fit into the larger context, we're just setting ourselves up for a lot of pain and suffering. Like if you think the Vikings are going to win the Super Bowl this year, that would not be wisdom, because there's no evidence for that in past, present. Sorry. God, if we have the gift of faith, we have the gift of wisdom as well. And Jesus in the gospel today tells us to renounce all of our possessions. Does that mean we have to get rid of all of our nice, pretty little things? No. What Jesus is saying to us, and he says it about our family, our friends, everyone around us, everything around us that we enjoy, that we love, all of that will be taken away one day. That's not because God takes it away from us. Life takes it away from us. You can go be whatever belief system you want. All the things that you enjoy in this life will be taken away from you. It's, you know, sunrise, sunset, you're saying, you know, Fiddler on the Roof. Life has an arc. You start life in diapers and you end life in diapers. I tell the high school kids that. I said, you know, your parents changed your diapers when they're old, then you're going to have to change their diapers too. You owe it to them. They're like, no way. No, never. Because they're all selfish. But if we have to come to grips with reality, and there's nothing more real than God. God doesn't want to torture us. He wants to help us to realize that if we don't detach ourselves from the things that we have in this world, then we're not going to be prepared when they're taken away from us. And the little stories that I illustrated are small, and you say, oh, ha, 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 that's funny. But then that just, you know, I could go on in my life. The things that we treasure, relationships, people, it's hard. It's hard enough just on its own. But if we don't have the proper context, it's impossible. If we can't place the loss of things, of people, of situations within the context of the overarching providence of God and the fact that we have an eternal destiny, not just a finite destiny, that makes it manageable. But if we don't have that, life isn't really manageable. We can't, there's no happy ending, you know, in this life. It all goes away. And that's what wisdom is. Wisdom is realizing, on one hand, that life has this arc, but on the other hand, that God has a different arc than we see. We're going up and then down, but God's way is a ray. It goes on to eternity. And all those things, all those good things that we've lost in this life, if they were truly good, if they were truly valuable, if they had eternal meaning, then we regain them in eternity. This life is not the end. This life is like that big. Eternal life is eternal. It goes on forever. And it can kind of sound like a pie in the sky, you know, oh, this was hard, so here's heaven to make you feel better. Okay, so what's your option? This is hard, and that's it. Okay, great. Well, I'll take the at least some hope. And it's not just based in a fairy tale, that we have something written on our hearts that says, I've lost these things, I've lost these people, I'm going in this direction. But something within us tells us, and I believe it, it's written in our hearts, something in us says there is eternity. And what's evidence for that? That we always want more. We're never content with like, okay, now I've finally achieved. Like the Patriots, sorry to bring up a bad example for you Vikings fans. They've won 6 Super Bowls with Tom Brady. That's 6 more than the Vikings have ever won. Are they content? They're going to say, you know, Bill Belichick's going to come into a press conference and say, we've won 6 Super Bowls, so we're just going to take this year off. No, we won a 7th Super Bowl. We all want that. We're at this point in our company. We want to get this level. We're at this stage in our family. We want to go at this place. I'm at this place with my weight loss. I want to get this place. We're always going for more, 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 because we have infinite desire written in our hearts. We have an infinite desire written in our hearts. And how cruel of a evolutionary joke would that be if we had infinity written on our hearts and all we are is a bunch of cosmic accidents that die like everything else? Cows don't have infinity written on their hearts. They're like, I'm fed, I'm breeding, I'm going to the bathroom, I died. Like, that's it. There's no more to it. But we have more to it than that. We have to. We see it all the time. And it's only when we come face to face with that reality and say, okay, I'm made for infinity, and I need infinity, and if I don't have that, then I'm not going to be satisfied. And we chase after the wind, and we chase after nothingness until we're forced to come face to face with nothingness. Or we come face to face with God, who is infinite, who is the only satisfaction of our desire, because he's the only infinite thing. So if we chase after infinity, then we're just going to be lost at a certain point. And that's not God's fault. That's just the way life works. But if we chase after God, it's not easy, and he doesn't always satisfy us like that. But there's a possibility that on this earth, we can have meaning in our lives and have a foretaste of the eternal meaning that we're destined for forever with him. But he's the only answer. That's wisdom. Wisdom doesn't explain everything away on this earth. It doesn't explain why bad things happen to good people. It doesn't explain why there's natural disasters. It doesn't explain a lot of things. But it does explain that there is an answer, even though we might not know it on this earth, that eventually we will know the answer. And we trust that God is a good God, and he has the answer to those questions. And so even on this earth, we can just start to get a glimpse of his goodness and get a glimpse that the dark days here are not going to last forever. And so we place ourselves in God's providence today. And the way to increase in faith is to ask God, because it's a gift. It's a gift. We don't earn our faith. We can't figure it out. So we just say, God, Lord, increase my faith. Increase my faith today that you are a loving God and your providence has all things taken care of for eternity.